I'm here with Kenny Blumenfeld on the phone, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR. Thanks, Kenny, for your continued presence on KTWH.
Oh, I am always happy to join you, and I'm glad it's a continued presence.
Me too. And I get more requests for Ask Kenny this, Ask Kenny that than any other show. So I know you got your fan club. And don't know if I have much to... No, go ahead.
I was going to say that's humbling, but hopefully it's earned. I don't know. I hope I'm providing good information.
It speaks to Minnesota loves weather, too. I mean, we just can't stop obsessing about the weather. And so it's like you have the most interesting, juicy topic.
What's so interesting about that is when I was a kid, I don't think I could have paid someone to listen to anything about the weather.
Really?
I would, my family would be like, okay, here comes Kenny. There's clouds in the sky. Better clear out. Or, my friends, we were pretty active and we'd always be doing stuff and I'd point out storms and they'd be like, yeah, whatever. Who cares? So it's kind of amazing that they were such an exception to the rule, because I think it's true that Minnesotans generally, especially folks who spend time outside, generally really are interested in the weather because it affects them and they form their own hypotheses and ideas about what's happening and they have a lot of questions. So
right.
I feel really lucky that, after a childhood of rejection and despair, that there's an audience that actually cares enough and that an employer is willing to pay me to talk about it. So I feel pretty lucky.
Yeah. Well, and I would also add, I think climate change has really added to it too. I feel like weather used to be a lot more boring. I really think, it would kind of do what it was expected to do. Maybe that's just me, but.
I think there's some of that. Do you have any questions that we should get at today before we talk about other stuff?
I don't think we have anything pressing today. It's been such a beautiful, picture-perfect summer here. We really haven't had the heat wave. It was above 80 one day. Maybe that was 2 days ago. Or maybe that was yesterday. But then we got a big old rainstorm and blew out some of the heat. And now we're back in the 60s and 70s. And, it is payback time here on the North Shore.
Got pretty lucky too.
I know.
Pretty lucky. We were watching this. So there was an explosion of thunderstorms yesterday. Now, in case this, I don't know if you're going to be replaying any of this. So we're talking about on Thursday.
Yeah.
There was an explosion of storms, including in the Duluth area, and the one really massive. It was for about 20 minutes. It was a bona fide supercell thunderstorm, and it did what a lot of supercell thunderstorms do, is it broke into a pair, and you had a kind of right moving version and a left moving version, and the left moving version came out of the Island Lake area, and it was producing ping pong ball sized hail in Island Lake, which is, what is that, about 10-15, as the crow flies, it's not that far from Two Harbors, maybe 15-20 miles away. And then the other one went right up the lake shore, and it was in the Lester Park area. And there they got hail larger than golf balls. So just kind of on the north end, just outside, north end and outside of Duluth, hail from, say, quarter size in town to half dollar ping pong ball, golf ball size. And we don't really have a good one for 2-inch diameter hail, maybe walnuts. They say hen's eggs, but hen's eggs are always oblong, so I've never liked that one. But we don't have a good coin with a 2-inch diameter. But right up to French River, really large hail. So for a moment, then this was all moving right towards Two Harbors. And then it just kind of poof, dissipated. The right-moving storm actually moved out over the lake. This was incredible. It intensified. It moved into Wisconsin, and it produced a very rare, once it got into Wisconsin after crossing the lake, it had a very strongly worded tornado warning issued by the National Weather Service office in Duluth. I don't think we ever got ground confirmation of this tornado, but the radar signal was so strong that the forecasters were virtually certain that there was a large violent tornado on the ground.
No way.
So they actually, a typical tornado warning, and I know in Lake County, you don't get a lot, but a typical tornado warning will say, you know, radar indicated a tornado, and it'll name the location, and it'll tell you to seek shelter. This one came with a much more urgent call to action because they believed that a large, damaging, and extremely dangerous tornado was on the ground or developing. And I think they, you know, even called out that it was a life-threatening situation. So that was from the storm that didn't hit Two Harbors. It, like, was heading towards Two Harbors, did a head fake, crossed the lake, intensified. And then, you know, I wonder if Duluth will send out a survey crew to see if this tornado in northern Wisconsin actually happened. But they had a very strong signature on radar of of a possible tornado. So interesting interactions there.
Do you know where the where that tornado was slated to be exactly in northwest Wisconsin? I mean, we have a lot of friends over there. We could call and find out.
Yeah, it was. I'd have to go back to the actual warning, which I could probably provide to you offline. But it was in I believe it was Bayfield County.
Okay. Wow.
It was in. So, yeah, it was. I want to say it was one of the markers was like, you know, one of the flowages. So
yeah,
that was one of the locations that they named, but
I don't remember offhand. I did have a clue that something else was going on because I remember when that storm did pass yesterday, distantly, I feel like the thunder was continuous, like it was just continuous thunder. So I definitely had the sense that we weren't actually in the heart of whatever was most dramatic right now. So
yeah. Yeah, it was a busy day. In fact, you know, we're in the middle of a pretty nasty drought in much of Minnesota, but there were flooding concerns to the south of Duluth along I-35 and the Hinckley, kind of near Hinckley, Pine County, and then even into parts of the northern Twin Cities. And again, initially, a lot of the storms were producing large hail kind of near Sandstone, Finlayson, Askoff, kind of that area, Willow River. And those storms moved into Wisconsin and they just kind of went berserk with even larger hail. So it was a busy evening. I didn't get we had some lightning and thunder, but no real rain. We had had down here a fairly major rainfall two nights ago where we had actually gotten more rain in that time than we've gotten pretty much all summer. So that was kind of nice kind of night-long thunderstorm that we had. But other than that, you know, we're still dry. We're still in drought.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it seems like not much on the horizon either. It looks dry, but maybe that is this heat, this big heat dome is moving out.
Yeah, the heat dome depressed to our south. So we had some pretty hot conditions in Minnesota, especially central and southern Minnesota over the last few days. Today, we'll have some remnant heat in southern Minnesota. It should be pretty nice up north. And I don't see any real strong signals for intense heat for at least the next week. You know, we're going to have a couple July days down here, July, early August type days, but nothing unusual.
Yeah.
For at least a week. Now, one thing I wanted to mention, this has been making the news. July is likely to be the warmest on record for the entire globe. That would be the warmest month. And depending on how you look at it, you know, there's a chance that if you include all of the forms of proxy evidence, that proxy evidence is where you don't have measurements, but you've got things that tell a pretty good story, like pollen deposition, so pollen sediment cores or ice cores or tree rings. This could be the warmest month in over 100,000 years on the planet. One of the things that's its own issue, and we could talk a lot about that.
Yeah.
One of the things that's interesting is it's going to finish as a cooler than normal month for Minnesota, most likely.
Yeah.
Even with all the heat that we had a lot of cool nights. And it's just a reminder to all of us that what's going on out your window is not necessarily telling the story of what's going on everywhere else.
Right.
And we can't use our own experiences to validate or invalidate a bigger kind of climatological story, especially at like a global scale. So again, you know, if just because we have a really cold week, that does not mean that, our winters aren't getting warmer. It doesn't refute the fact that global temperatures are rising. Yeah, so Minnesota and our region looking like a kind of an exception to this otherwise overwhelming. I mean, also the July's new record is probably going to absolutely destroy the previous record warmest month. I mean, it looks like, I don't have the exact numbers, it looks like it's not even close. Like just an like a walk-off victory. Drop the mic, walk off, not even close. So it'll be interesting to see what the actual final numbers
are. Yeah. And I guess there's just no denying that even as we learn to separate what's happening with us in the bigger picture, there's also an emotional impact that you especially get when you are in the thick of it, I think. I see, you know, areas turn toward climate more when they are being more directly affected. But you're right.
Yep,
that
is correct. And the most vulnerable, interesting article came out a few months ago, the most vulnerable communities to extreme heat, and, you know, not talking about those without enough means and all of that, but in general, the areas that are most vulnerable to things like extreme heat are the ones that haven't experienced it yet, that haven't really had any true record-breaking, unprecedented heat, because they tend to lack the sort of awareness and the motivation to have prepared for it. Interesting, right?
Yeah, that is interesting. Well, good to talk to you as always, Kenny. Really interesting, and we'll have you again next week. Thanks so much for being with us.
Yep. Have a great weekend. Thanks, Katya.
Yep. Bye-bye. That was Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR.